The world's most magnificent palace is about to become its most notorious. Home to decadence on a truly royal scale. Prostitution and gluttony. Gambling and torture. And enough sex to scandalize even the French. This is the story of a king who took Versailles, turned it into his palace of pleasure, and brought the monarchy to the brink of collapse.
Que voulez-vous?
Louis le 15e, que Dieu nous a donné pour roi.
The waking ceremony of the Duke of Anjou, by grace of God, King Louis the 15th, monarch of France and Navarre. And just an 11-year-old boy.
N'est-ce pas une bien lourde tâche à laquelle je suis appelé?
Souvenez-vous, votre bisaïeul vous a prédit, vous serez le plus grand roi du monde.
Qu'advient-il de celui qui faillit, monseigneur?
Suivez en tout l'exemple du grand roi, Louis le 14e. Et vous aurez la même gloire.
Louis will reign for 58 years, but his whole life will be lived in the shadow of another man's glory, his predecessor, Louis the 14th.
Louis the 14th was an incredibly tough act to follow. He is seen as the great. He's the conqueror of Europe. He adds to France. He's the greatest monarch of the 17th century.
He was the first actor on the stage of Versailles. He was the sun, he was Apollo, the sun god. Everything orbited around him. The etiquette of the court, the day of the court, the extraordinary life lived entirely in the public gaze.
His patronage of the arts, in his building projects, in his personal conduct, in the way he dressed, the way he ate, the way he looked, the way he walked, from the fountains in his gardens to the silver by his bed. He had established a form of etiquette with the sole view of making the whole country of France entirely focused upon his person and his power.